Honor, give him adoration. He's worthy to be praised, he's worthy to be adored, he's worthy to be magnified. Praise his holy name. Bless him. Give him glory. Let him hear your voice. He's listening, he's waiting to hear you, worshiping him, magnifying his holy name. Open your mouth and bless the name of the Lord. Bless the King of Kings, bless the Lord of Lords, bless the Ancient of Days. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped. I have a Father, Almighty Father, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah.
I have a Father,
hallelujah.
Almighty Father,
he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah.
I have a Father,
hallelujah.
Almighty Father,
he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I have a Father, hallelujah. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who had never lost a war, the Lord of Hosts, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the ending, the one who is, the one who was, the one who is to come, the Almighty. Glory be to your holy name. Father, accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, on this first night of your very, very special Congress, please pay each and every one of us a visit. Even before tomorrow morning, Lord, let there be evidence that our siege is over. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Wherever you are, all over the world, shout a big hallelujah to God. And then, in case you have anyone near you, if you are not watching from your home, you are watching from one viewing center or the other, wave to two or three people, prophesy to them and say, the siege is over. And then put your hands together for the Almighty God. You are welcome to this extraordinary Holy Ghost Congress. Before the end of this week, you will know why it is extraordinary. Now, many of us may not know why the first night of this Congress is praise night. All we are supposed to do tonight is just praise God. Praise Him, worship Him, till you are satisfied. The only reason why I'm talking to you at all tonight is to explain why. So that long after I've left the stage here, you will still be praising God. I will take my text from Psalm 100. Psalm 100. I will read from verse 1 to 4. Psalm 100 from verse 1 to 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now, you have tried. But I want you to imagine that without doing anything wrong, somebody lied against you and they sent you to prison. And they say you are going to be in prison for life. But then somebody came and say, hey, you go. You are free. Amen. Because whether the devil likes it or not, before this week is over, you will be free. Okay, thank you. Let me go on. You will have plenty of time to praise Him tonight. Verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. You should be happy about that. Because your enemy is not God. There is only one God, the Almighty. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Verse 4. enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Thank you. Now, the theme of this Congress is the siege is over. What is a siege? You will probably hear more about that as we go along. But you see, in the olden days, cities are surrounded by one mighty city wall as a form of defense. And then there will be a mighty city gate. That city gate will have a very, very strong door. So that when the enemy wants to attack, the city will have a watchman who is watching 24/7. If he sees the enemy coming as an army, he will sound an alarm. Everybody belonging to that city, those in the farm, those in the market, those wherever they are, they will run into the city, and then the gate will be shut, so that the enemy will not be able to come in into the city. It's a very good form of defense. The only problem is, when the enemy arrives and he discovers that you are all in, the gate is shut, the enemy says, no problem, we will wait for you outside. And usually, the enemy coming like that will come with plenty of food, plenty of anything they can eat. And they will sit down there and say, we will wait for you outside. Now, those who are in cannot come out. They can't go to the farm. They can't go and buy anything. And so they begin to consume whatever is inside until there is hardly anything left. And then they have to make up their mind. Do they want to starve to death? Or do they want to open the door and become slaves? That's the idea of a siege. If you want to know a little more about that, you can read 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 24 to 27. 2 Kings 6, 24 to 27. And so, because the enemies are out there, surrounding the city, there will be no more freedom of movement for those who are inside. If they dare go out of the gate, they'll be kidnapped. They'll be afraid, even in their bedroom, because they may not know whether while they were sleeping, the enemy has broken through and could come and deal with them on their own beds. There'll be no freedom of traveling, because you travel, you don't know if you will ever return. As a matter of fact, it will be dangerous to leave your home. Fear within, fear outside, no food to eat, etc., etc. I think that sounds very familiar. So you have a rough idea why God chose this topic for us at a time like this. At a time when when you want to travel, you have to pray. At a time when there are all manners ushers, what are you doing? The Lord will deliver you. God will set you free. In Jesus' name. Oh, let somebody shout hallelujah. Now, when your city is besieged, the only way you can be free is to get help from outside. Unless help comes from the outside, the people in the city are finished. In the Bible text that I read to you in that I asked you to read in 2 Kings chapter 6, things got so bad that mothers were beginning to eat their children. That is when they cried. I said, we need help. Without any doubt, there is somebody here who needs help. There's somebody listening to me somewhere who needs help. If you are that one, let me hear you shout, Lord, help me. Now, the greatest help, the one that is sure, is the help that comes from the Lord. And we'll be talking more about that as we go in the week. When a city is under a siege, it affects everybody. It affects the king. When there is a siege, you don't look to the king for help. You don't contact the president. You don't contact the governor. There is only one person to call on, and that's God. I'm laying this foundation to let you know why we are spending tonight praising God and worshiping Him. Fortunately for us, this King of Kings and Lord of Lords is willing to help somebody listening to me tonight. Now the question is, how do I contact him? The city is in a siege. The gate is shut. You can't send anybody out. The further you send out, it's going to be kidnapped. How do I get in contact with the only one who can help me? Because many a times, the people who are under siege, they know they are under siege, but they might not even be able to say it out. Oh, there are many, many people who are still living in their houses, beautiful houses, still wearing their dresses, beautiful dresses. The enemy is still outside. But they know the problem. It's very, very rare. Maybe I'll give you just one little example and then don't worry, I'm not going to be long. You're going to spend the night praising God. You probably remember the testimony of that daughter of mine. She came, "Daddy, pray for me." "Yes, what do you want me to pray about?" He said, "I can't tell you." "When the problem is solved, I come and testify." When you have a problem that you can't even tell the pastor to pray about, that's a siege. Well, I prayed for her because she happened to be my daughter. She came back to testify. At the age of 23, she was bedwetting. She said, "Whenever my colleagues want to go out for a program and they invite me, I will ask them, are we spending the night there? If they said yes, I say, I'm not going." Why? "Because if I go before tomorrow morning, my secret will be out." But thank God there is a God who can solve problems you can't even tell anybody about. He's going to lift your siege this week. Okay. That's good enough for introduction. Now, let's also assume that you find yourself at the gate of the King of Kings, this Lord of Hosts, this one who can never lose a war, this one who can get rid of your siege. Because I will discover tomorrow the devil is laying a siege on the body of some people. As we will discover on Wednesday, the devil is laying a siege on the resources of some people as part of what the enemy is doing. On Thursday, the enemy is even laying a siege on your prayer, because he knows if you can cry and God can hear, the siege will be over. Then on Friday, we will discuss the remainder. Let us assume now that you are at the gate of the palace of the King of Kings. The only way the gate will open to you is by way of thanksgiving. That's what David said. Enter his gate with thanksgiving. What is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving, just as the word suggests, is thanking God for what he has done for you in the past. Oh, there are some of us here who think God has not done anything for us. Now, that's not true. He has done something for somebody here. For example, He gives you air to breathe free of charge. If you want to know the value of being able to breathe free, ask those who had survived coronavirus. They will tell you the most terrible thing about this virus is that it does not want you to breathe. If you don't breathe for 10 minutes, you are gone. Imagine if the air we breathe is for sale. How many of us will still be alive today? You know, some clever people, one way or the other, people who make, what do you call it, smartphones. What do they say they are selling to you? Airtime. They are trying to see if they can get something out of the air. But thank God, the Almighty God makes air free. Whether you are poor or you are rich, you can breathe. If that's the only thing He has done for you, you should shout hallelujah. Oh, but He has done more than that. He has done much more than that. I told you the story of a daughter of mine. I've been sick and somehow kept quiet about it. And then finally, when they couldn't handle it anymore, they asked for prayers. My wife and I, we prayed. And soon we got another call. My parents, help me, thank God. This morning, for the first time in 6 months, I was able to dress myself. First time in 6 months. This morning, you woke up. You went to the toilet by yourself. This morning, you dressed yourself. This morning, somehow, you are still able to listen to what's going on. Let me hear you shout hallelujah. So you thank Him and the gate open. But then after you enter into the gate, there is still the courtyard. That's the way inside. And David said, if you want to enter the courtyard, you must do it with praise. Now what is praise? How is it different from thanksgiving? Praise is telling God, recounting to His hearing, things He had done before. Not necessarily for you now. It's what we call CV. It's track record. Oh, Lord God Almighty, You are the one who said, let there be light, and there was light. You are the one who breathed on the Red Sea and the Red Sea opened. You are the one who turned bitter water sweet. You are the one who brought water out of the rock. That is praise. You are telling Him what He has done. When you do that, you are allowed to come into the courtyard. And then the next thing you should do after that is begin to worship him. Because most of the time, you can't even be allowed to go beyond the courtyard. If you have ever visited any head of state, particularly in Africa, you understand what I am saying. Even when it is the president that asks you to come, there's gate one, where they will check you, then gate two, where they will check you, then there's gate three, and the I've always said it is easier to see God than to see an African president. But when you get to the courtyard of God, and all the securities in heaven are there trying to block your way, then you begin to worship him. When you worship, what does that mean? You begin to tell him who he is, not what he has done now. You are finished with thanking him for what he did for you. You are finished with talking about his track record. But you now begin to tell him who he is. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You are the I Am that I Am. Your name is Alpha. You are Omega. You are the beginning. You are the ending. You are the one who is. You are the one who was. You are the one who is to come. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the one strong. You are the one mighty. You are the one mighty in battle. When you get to that, it is God himself who will come and say, yes, what can I do for you? Because he said it in John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24. John 4, 23 to 24. He said, when you worship me in spirit and in truth, I will seek you out. Now the beauty of it is, if you worship him correctly, you won't even have to ask anything for the siege to be lifted. Why? Because Psalm 68 from verse 1 to 3, Psalm 68 from verse 1 to 3 says, let God arise. What will happen? His enemies will be scattered. The moment you can get God to arise for you, your problems are over. That is why tonight, you and I, we are going to have a session together. After that one, I'm going to leave you to continue with your own. While I go to where I normally do my own. Because occasionally you remember, you start singing and clapping, and you wonder, where is this old man? The old man is still with the Ancient of Days. And I need to go back to him as soon as possible. Our session together, it's going to be in three parts, three small parts. Session one, we're going to thank him. Now that's up to each individual. Those who were leading choruses tonight, they sang all manners of songs. One of the songs is, I know where I started from. I know where I am now. And therefore, all glory to you, my God. You know that song? At least those of you who are here, you know the song. Moma biti moti bere. Moma biti mobade. So, bogo go. All right, because there are some people who don't know that one. We leave that one alone. And then there's another one. And you know, there are some songs that is personal. Others may join you in singing it, but if you mean you should know what you are singing. I told you there was a song. I think the song came on the scene just a little over a year ago. He says, I'm grateful, for I have obtained mercy. Because it's not everybody who has obtained mercy. Is there anyone here who has ever obtained mercy from God? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. That will be the first segment. Just for about 5 minutes, individuals, you thank God. Then we go on to praise. That we can all do together. We know what he has done. We can begin to tell him, oh, you made the heaven and the earth. Oh, you spoke and darkness disappeared. Oh, you breathed on the Red Sea and the Red Sea parted. Oh, you changed bitter water to sweet. Oh, you brought water out of the rock. Oh, you opened the blind eyes of Bartimaeus. Oh, there was a man who was even born without an eye. You gave him 2 brand new eyes. I said, you can then, as many of them as you can remember, tell him. That is praise. That will get you into the courtyard. And then we will worship him. You call him by the names, all the names that you know that he has. You just, and then when you are worshiping him, like I said, as soon as we get to that stage, I might leave you. The choir will take over. But when you worship him the way you should worship him, he draws near. How do I know when he has drawn near? Your head will swell. Suddenly you feel like crying. It's not your side. It is his presence. The Bible says in his presence there is the fullness of joy. By the time you get to that level, you can be sure the devil will know he has lost the battle over you. So before we go to that 3 sessions, I want to give some of you listening to me all over the world who might not really know who is this God I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. You may not know how sweet he is until you have tasted him. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And you will be able to taste him by surrendering your life to him, by saying to him, okay, Lord, take over my life. I want to be part of your family. I want to begin to enjoy the blessings of having you as my father. I want to say bye-bye to a life of sin. I want to begin to do your will. If there's anyone like that, anywhere you are all over the world, and you would love to become part of the family of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will encourage you to move to the altar wherever that altar is. If you are in the viewing center, move to the altar. If you are watching in your home, you just stand up so that the Lord will know you are surrendering your life to him. If you are watching in a car, you might park the car for a minute or two and let the Almighty God that you are taking a significant decision that you want him to take over your life. But if you are here watching me right now, if you are really present with me here, then quickly come to the altar and I will pray for your salvation. And then with the rest of us will do what we need to do. So if you want to come, hurry up very quickly. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. Before I say 5, make sure you are already standing right here in front of the altar, and the Almighty God will save your soul. Let's begin to come now very quickly as I count. 1, 2. Thank you, those of you who are clapping. Your hands will never wither. Three. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Four. Okay, those of you who have already come and those of you who are coming, cry to the Almighty God. Say, Lord Jesus Christ, please save my soul. Have mercy on me. Forgive all my sins. Receive me to the family of God. And then you, the Lord of hosts, will be able to fight my battles for me. Please save my soul. Let your blood wash away all my sins. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. And those of us who are around, let's stretch our hands to our new brothers and sisters and intercede for them. Let's intercede for them for a couple of minutes, that the God who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Intercede for them. Pray that the Almighty God will wash them clean in His blood, that they will be received into the family of God today. Go ahead, cry unto the Almighty God for them. And anyone we see coming, hurry up, because I'm about to pray for salvation now. Oh, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, I want to thank you, because you promised that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. These people have come to you now, Lord. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls. Let your blood wash away their sins. Write their names in the book of life. And Lord, let them remain yours forever in Jesus' name. Please, my Father and my God, when they cry unto you for help, answer them immediately in Jesus' name. I am asking, Lord God Almighty, that today, even as we begin to praise you and worship you, and you rise up to fight for us, you will fight for them also in Jesus' name. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want to rejoice with those of you who are here with me, and those of you who are listening to me all over the world who have surrendered your life to Jesus. Congratulations. Because from now on, by God's grace, I'll be praying for you. So I will need your names, your address, and your prayer requests. The counselors will attend to you. They will give you cards from which you can give me the information that I need, your names, your address, or your prayer requests. And I promise you, I'll be praying for you in Jesus' mighty name. Congratulations. Now, the rest of us, while our new brothers and sisters are busy filling their own cards, has God done anything for you at all? I can't hear you. Are you sure you have something to thank God for? And then stand on your feet. And for 5 minutes, just thank God. Thank Him for everything. Thank Him for the air you breathe. Thank Him for the water you drink. Thank you that you woke up this morning and you are still alive. You can see here. You can see talk. You can still move from place to place. Go ahead. Thank Him for what He has done for you. Thank Him. It's between you and God now. If you believe He has done anything for you, thank Him. Let Him hear from you. If you don't know how to thank Him, when trouble comes, if you call Him, He's not likely to answer. He does not have respect for those who are ungrateful people. If you think you are too big to thank Him, then when you ask Him to lift your seed, He's going to ask you to do it yourself if you believe you are strong enough to do it. Remember, the seed is outside and is the only one who can come from above and deal with that seed. Thank Him. Father, I thank you from where I started from. I thank you that thus far you have brought me. And I want to thank you in advance for where I know you are taking me. I thank you that I obtained mercy. It's not everybody who obtained mercy. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being merciful unto me. Thank you. I am not better than all those who had already perished. It is just your mercy that has kept me alive, kept me going, kept me a step ahead of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done for me. Thank you. Thank you for mercy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Now, before you begin to remind him of all the things he has done, there's a particular song I would just want you to sing. Before you begin to remind him, you are the one who opened the Red Sea, you are the one who caused the sun to stand still and so on. This is a particular song that I believe is appropriate for what he's about to do. He says, you are the mighty God, you are the mighty God, Goliath bow before you, you are the mighty. You know that song? Let the choir help us. Let's sing that one as a song of praise.